Good morning. First off, my apologies because somebody broke the mic last week, so we have to hold this up. I'm not mentioning my name, so yeah. That being said, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you this morning and we praise you because you are worthy of all praise and glory and honor. You are God, Lord. You are Savior, you are King and Provider. You, Lord, are there, ever-present, Almighty God, and we thank you this morning, Lord. Lord, we bless your name. Open our hearts and our minds, Lord, for what you have for us, because, Lord, we have gathered here to worship you, to hear from you, to let you know, Lord, that you are loved. Thank you, Lord, for loving us first. In Jesus' precious name, amen. We remind you that the cards are in front of you. You can take those out for prayer cards and fill them out. And then Bonnie will have the kids come around and gather those up. And then they will be prayed over and set up here. And you can take them home and pray over the one that you get throughout the week. And I encourage you to come up and get those so that they are taken home and prayed over. I don't believe that there's anything else this morning. No? Praise team.
Let's get to our feet and enter into his courts with thanksgiving in our hearts.
In my wrestling, in my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. In the silence, you are an echo. In the questions that you pray for, your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore.
Fire before us, you're the brightest, Good morning, church. Good morning. Brock's trying to make a fool of me this morning. Yeah, this writing's really small. Hey, he's not ready for that.
I don't think you're ready.
All right, I'm gonna read what's up there, and you're in control. Don't.
Go through all of them?
I don't. Whatever you want me to say.
Okay.
Careful though. All right. This is uncomfortable. All right, Sunday morning class hosted by the one and only Pastor Kenny. Every Sunday morning, 8:45 to 9:30, and he does a good job of keeping on time. We are reading the book Making Sense Out of Spirituality by Cliff Sanders. Good book. There are extra books if questions are in the book, so you can easily get caught up because I didn't make it this morning. So please join us. It's good stuff. Dawn and Vern's small group meets this Tuesday at their home at 6 to 8 p.m. They are following Pastor Kenny's reading plan, it says. So all are welcome. Prayer night, Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. Pastor Kenny is leading us over several topics. There's cards that have verses and the topics that we go through. We need the body there. It's a good time of fellowship as well as seeking the Lord. If you can come, please do. Friday nights, there's the Bible study of the books of Romans, 6 p.m. here at the church. 6 p.m. here at the church. All are welcome. Ooh, the sound of music. It started, right?
That's why they're in curlers.
Oh, okay. That's why they're in curlers. If you would like to go, I believe you still can purchase tickets.
And at the door, too.
It is the 2nd through the 4th, so today is the last day. All of the Rykenators, other than Scott, are in it, and I believe the Buckbinders are also playing in the pit. Is that what it's called? Orchestra. So if you would like to, go see that today. This is new. Ministry leader meeting, August 5th, 5 p.m. here at the church. Is that Monday?
That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow is Monday, yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very good.
See, I know what day it is. Yeah. Ladies' breakfast. Our next ladies' breakfast is next Saturday, 9 a.m. at Jamie's home. Please bring a dish to pass and... come enjoy fellowship and prayer. Oh, there will be a church picnic Sunday, August 18th after service. The church will provide hot dogs, brats, and sloppy joes. We will do birthday cake and ice cream for dessert. Please bring a side dish to pass and a lawn chair. The next day of hope, August 19th, here at the church, 2 p.m., Lorene, do we have any specific needs?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. So if you can come, please do. Many hands make light work, and it's more fun. I got to read this first. Not a fan Bible study. Let Tammy know if you are interested and she would like to get a head count of people so that we can order books. I believe this is in September.
We're going to start that one in September. We will have sign-up sheets next week, so the pastor forgot to make
them. All right. So this will start in September. There will be sign-up sheets next week. They got forgotten this morning. So if by pastor, I got to say by pastor, otherwise they blame Brock. So thinking of doing Monday or Wednesday night at 6:30 here at the church. The group can decide if you, so let Tammy know if you're interested.
And there will be possibly one or two more, one more for sure, possibly one another one, depending on how many people sign up.
Depending on how many sign up, there is the possibility of at least one more, possibly two more classes on different nights to kind of meet people's needs as far as availability. I already did that one, Brock.
No, that's September.
Oh, good Lord. He's going through all of them. I'm going to be up here all day. Keep in mind, in September 14th, that will be our next ladies' breakfast. Tammy's house, weather permitting. I know how that goes. It rained when I was supposed to do it. So keep that in mind. There will be a CPR and first aid class September 15th after service. Tammy will be facilitating the class. We'll have a quick and easy lunch before class, and then we need two volunteers to play with and supervise the children. Worship night, September 28th. More details coming soon. Ooh, a cliffhanger.
Yeah, suspense.
This is working well for me, Brock. All right, it is now time to check in. If you have not already, please text the word check to 517-522-4062. Check yourselves into the attendance group and your children into their classes. I need some lovely assistance this morning to help me collect the prayer cards. Here they come. All right, if you would please pass your prayer request cards to the center, my lovely assistants will pick them up.
Any other cards or any praises or words of testimony? Yes, I saw that. And that is awesome. Welcome, Luke and Lisa. Your names grace their lips all the time. You are loved. And my family's here, my mom, my sister, and my sister's kids. Thank you, guys. Anything else? Yes. Candy.
I've got two prayers. My granddaughter, she's 17. She
Okay. What's her name? Martha?
Just thankful for God's protection. Almost got in a car accident and several different times deer have run across the road in front of me, and I just am always feeling his protection. So.
Yes, amen to that. If we could only have eyes to see how much he protects us. Yes, Bonnie. Yes, yes. Okay, prayers for Bonnie's daughter.
Yeah. And prayer plus together update. You guys have been praying for Ryan. In June, he was absolutely cleared of his cancer.
Whoa. Praise the Lord.
However, with that, the chemo that cured his cancer has completely destroyed his bones. And so now they are working with multiple doctors. There's not a whole lot of empathy. There's just nothing they can really do. His bones have deteriorated so much. So if you could just pray for encouragement for him and supernatural healing.
Yes.
That would just heal his bones.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that update. Wow, that was a long journey, like 2 or 3 years. Wow. Anyone else? All right, church, let's go to prayer. Father, we give you praise this morning that we are here in your house together as a family. We have people here who are our family, our blood. We give you thanks for that, and also just the family of God represented here today. Father, we want to lift up to you these needs and requests. Don's father in intensive care following his lung surgery. God, we just ask that you would come around him and lift him up and give him your healing touch. Help him to feel your peace and comfort that is his. It is, you are there for him, and I ask that you would use this time to draw him close to your heart. Father, I lift up Lisa to you and her surgery on the 8th. I ask that you would give her an excellent team of physicians and nurses and excellent emotional care as well. Father, I ask for your perfect peace to surround her and that there would be a great outcome and healing process. We give you praise for those who fix the fence and put in lights at the entrance to the driveway. I'm just going to assume that's here at church. Thank you, Lord, that we have people taking care of your church, our property, and exemplifying stewardship. I ask that you would bless them for their time and their efforts. Father, we lift up to you Laureen's mom, Evelyn, currently in the hospital with chest pain due to high potassium levels. We just ask that you would level her out, Lord, and be near to her. I know that this has been a long road for her. I do know that she is anxious to go home and be with you. I just ask that you would speak to her heart and whisper your love for her and your plans for her, and that you are in control and that she is here for a reason. We thank you for her life. We thank you for Lorene's love and care for her mother. Ask that you would pour out your blessings in that situation. Father, we lift up to you Martha's client, Lloyd, with bone cancer. I don't know if that was recently diagnosed or if he's already been in this journey a while, but we just ask that you would continue to just put your hand on his life and use these circumstances to draw him closer and closer to you. We thank you that Martha is in his life and can minister to him. We thank you for that opportunity for her to be your ambassador of hope and truth and joy. Father, we lift up Uncle Arnie to you, and I can't remember his wife's name, but I thank you that you have been with him throughout this entire grueling disease. Thank you for the family and the love that has come around and showered support and prayers. It's so hard to watch someone that we love so dearly suffer and decline and deteriorate to the point of wondering why are they still here. But again, Lord, you number our days. And it is for our sakes that you give us the amount of time that you do. So I praise you for his life. I ask that you would bless that visit and make it to be beautiful and meaningful and everything that it needs to be. God, I ask that you would just surround him, pour out your love and grace and peace on him and his wife at this difficult time. And we thank you and praise you that you are just about to welcome him into your arms, into your kingdom. Father, I thank you that Candy is doing well and still here this week with us and just healing every day, getting better, more mobile and feeling more herself. But she has a burden for her granddaughter who has this 8-centimeter object thing, mass inside of her. And we just want to speak life over her. Oh, that my people would choose life. So we speak life. We say kingdom come, will be done in Alexis's life here in Chelsea as it is already done in heaven. Lord, you want abundant life for her. And we agree with you for that, Lord. All of your promises are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. So we just pray total healing over her, that we will get a good report, that it is nothing more than a cyst that can be removed easily. Ask that you would bring peace to her heart and draw that she would feel a pulling towards you in this time that can be just so anxious, lots of unknowns. We thank you that you use these circumstances for our hearts. Father, I lift up Bonnie's daughter to you who's moving. God, I ask that you would bring all the pieces together easily, smoothly, that there would not be any glitches or frustrations, and that you would especially be with her stress and anxiety, that she would feel your peace like a blanket, and that she would be able to look back on this time and go, wow, I was fine. I did fine. And that she would recognize that it was you working and moving in her life. Father, I give you praise that Ryan has been declared cancer-free. We've been asking you for 3 years for him, for his mom, his single mom, and all. They have gone through so much, Lord, and we do give you praise that the cancer is gone. But now, Lord, we need a healing of his bones. And I know you have made the body fearfully and wonderfully. The body is smart and strong, and we just pray that his bones would defy the doctor's expectations and regenerate tissue. In Jesus' name, we just speak healing over him, and that you have such a beautiful plan for his life. You have preserved him for such a time as this, Lord, and we just say that his bones are getting better and better and stronger, and we say thank you in advance for what you are doing in his life. Father, we thank you for being here in our midst. We thank you that we don't have to ask for you to be with us. Your word says, blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on a pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. Your word also says, those who look to you for help will be radiant with joy, and no shadow of shame will darken their faces. So we look to you with radiant faces and praise you for who you are and for meeting with us here this morning. Let your presence be manifest among us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, let's stand. I've got the prayer cards here.
Sing together.
Praise you, Lord. You are holy, holy, holy. May we never forget.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy is he. Sing a new song to him who sits on heaven's mercy seat. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. With all creation I see, praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Flashes of lightning, rolls of thunder. Blessing and honor, strength and glory and power be to you, the only wise King. Holy, holy, holy is the
seated.
Well, morning. So I miss 1 week and I fail altogether. My first task when I come in here is to find two volunteers to help me take up the offering. I didn't do that this morning. So I was actually, Sharky boys, would you be up for it? No, not right now, but all right. So I think I got my volunteers. So anyway, so for some reason this week, I got thinking about, if you don't know an engineer, you're lucky because this is the way engineer minds work. How does an electric guitar work? Because if Evan, like, thumps on those strings, you're not going to hear it. But it's got these fancy little things there, those little black things called, they call them pickups, is that right?
That's right.
Right. So they send, like, this really tiny signal, like, if it's not going to mean anything to you, but like microvolts or millivolts, it's like zero power. It's negligible, and you couldn't even see it or feel it or know it. But it, then that fancy wire there heads over to this contraption, and there's like amplifiers, and it's connected to the wall, right? So that a little bit more power in the wall, and that wall is connected to the power out on the grid. And I know a little bit about that, and that's like, you know, that lights up the whole state of Michigan. So by that little microvolt, you can get like hundreds of watts out of these speakers. What do you care, right? So, the music sounds really good. Why do we... But, again, this is the way the engineer's mind works. It's a lot like the way God works. If you don't believe me, I got a couple of examples. Out of the Bible, in, if we go to, let me make, get this right, Exodus 17, starting in verse 8, the Amalek had gone to war with the Israelites. And so Moses is like, tells, I think it's Joshua, he's like, go out and fight the Amalekites, and I'm gonna stand here and hold up this staff, and you're gonna win. It's like, okay, sure. You're gonna hold up the staff, and that's gonna make sure we win. How has that got to do with anything? But they go out. He's holding up the staff. Israelites are taking it to him, coming out on top. Well, he gets tired and he lets his arms down, and now the Amalekites are winning. So that you got this little thing off there in this great big war battle going on, and this has got significant control over that because it's plugged into something, right? It's plugged into our God. Another example that's a little more of a reach is John chapter 6. This is the fishes and loaves. Most of us have probably heard about that. Jesus attracted a crowd like he often did. 5,000 men, it says, and so the assumption is they brought their families, so there's a whole ton of people there. And Jesus tells one of his disciples, hey, we need to feed these people. I think it was Philip. And Philip's like, yeah. He's like, if I had a whole year's wages, I might be able to give everyone a bite. And one of the other disciples, Andrew, I think it was, says, well, here's a young fella. He's got his lunch with him. He's got like 5 little barley loaves and a couple of fishes, but that's not going to go very far, right? And if we're familiar with the story, Jesus is like, yeah, give me the lunch. And he gave thanks, and he's here, pass this around, make sure everybody gets enough. And when they get all done, they collect 12 baskets of leftovers, right? So this little bitty input, some guy's lunch, feeds thousands of people. Again, because we're connected to Jesus. I share this because sometimes I struggle. And so I know if I struggle, that a lot of you struggle, because where two or three are gathered, they all struggle with the same thing. Oh, okay, so That might not be it. So you better look that up and check me. But it, but in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, we do see where Paul writes, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. So if I'm tempted by it, if I'm tempted to say, hey, what I do is pretty small, and it doesn't really matter, and I can rationalize my disobedience by saying it doesn't matter. I in Corinthians, not the one I said before, in Corinthians I can assume that others struggle with the same thing. But it does matter. We see these examples. You know, I can say, hey, my tie is pretty small. If you saw my paycheck, you'd know. There's not much to that. That doesn't really matter. I spend, a half hour in preschool every week. That doesn't really matter. That's my time. It's a small thing. It doesn't really matter. What I have to be a steward over is pretty small, really. It doesn't matter if I'm a good steward. But maybe sharing my faith. I'm not very good at it. People don't listen to me anyway. It doesn't matter. It does, because you're plugged in to something a lot bigger. And God can take that and use it to win some pretty significant battles. I'll just finish with Colossians 3:23. Whatever you do, work with all your heart as working for the Lord, because in His hands it matters. And with that, I understand we're going to invite children up. Oh, we're going to do offering first. All right. So can I get my volunteers to come collect the offering? We'll pray over this. Father God, we do thank You. We thank You that You created us, and for that simple fact, we matter. And everything we do, everything we know, every connection we make, You can use to glorify You. And so we look forward to seeing that happen. We don't always get to see it, but we do get glimpses, and we praise You for those glimpses. And we take and bring back just a little bit of what we made this week and put it in these plates, knowing that You can multiply this, You can carry it to the ends of the earth and share Your love and grace, because we were simply obedient with that little bit. In Jesus' name.
We're going to start. Am I on here? Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. Sorry. We're going to be doing this on a regular basis every week if I can convince all of our children to stay here for a few minutes longer. And I'm going to ask all the kids to come up front, and we're going to pray over them. If you look at the back of your worship folders, bulletins, however you want to phrase it, just gather right here, guys. Come on up. It's on the screen. All of those places. Train up a child in the way he should go, and even when he is old, he will not depart from it. Matthew 19:14 says, let the little children come to me. Or Jesus said, let the children come to me and do not hinder them, for such belongs the kingdom of heaven. We are blessed so much in this church with children. And this is not all of them by any means. This is the church. For such belongs to the kingdom of heaven. Right here. And we need to pray over them each and every week. And I've asked Bonnie to pray over them this week, and so we're going to let her lead us in prayer for our kids.
All right, let's pray. Father God, Father, we thank You and praise You for these children, Lord. Father, look at the future of our church before us. Father, we are so thankful for each and every one of them that is here today, that come on a weekly basis. We're thankful for the ones that weren't able to be here today, Lord. And we ask
that you would just put your mighty arms around them, Lord, that you would shelter them, that you would protect them. Father, I pray that you would help us as a church to train them up in the way that they should go. And Father, I pray that that would take root deeply in their hearts, Lord, that they would remember it, that they would act on it, that they would share it with those around them, Lord. Father, I am thankful for the teachable spirit that each one of these children have, Lord, that they desire to learn and to grow in their knowledge of who you are and how much you love them. Father, I pray that you would just continue, Lord, the work that you've already begun in them. I pray that they would know, Lord, that they are loved, that they are cherished, that they are valued as part of this body of believers. They are needed here, Lord. Father, each and every week I learn from them as I try to even teach them, Father. Lord, they are our future. Father, I pray that they would find their purpose, Lord, in you. Even right here, right now, Lord, that they would know that you have a purpose and a plan for them, Lord, a plan to prosper them and not to cause harm. Father, I thank you for everything you do and all that you're going to do in their life, Lord. Please, 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 Lord, continue the work that you have done, that you will do. Father, we praise you, we thank you, we love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hey, guys, God has something for each one of you.
Yes.
We are blessed for you to be here, and he has a plan and a purpose for each one of you as part of his church. So I thank you for being here this morning. You can go follow Miss Bonnie as she follows Christ. Go ahead, baby.
Would you stand with us and sing the closing song together?
Never let me go.
pastor down at camp meeting, or up, yeah, down at camp meeting, said to us, I've given you what God gave me. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? Would you join me in prayer? Father, we are truly grateful for your love and mercy, for the grace, Lord, that you so freely give. We're thankful, Lord, for the forgiveness, for the mercy. Oh, Lord, you are ever present, Almighty God. Help us to walk with you according to your will. Lord, I thank you for this family, for the fellowship, and for the food, Lord, that we are about to partake in. And I pray your blessings upon each and every one here. In Jesus' name, amen.